Can we have the roll call, please?
Director Blackburn.
Here.
Director Guerrero.
Here.
Vice President White.
Here. Just want to call them so they can...
Do we call you?
Yeah, you call them.
Okay. Director Angelo. And President Lucy.
I believe they're absent. Stand for the flag salute.
Attention, salute. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, agenda review. Do we have any changes on the agenda?
No. No changes. There's a revised printout that just better clarifies where public comment is on the various items.
Okay. No
I'll changes. Move to approve the agenda as presented.
No, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public comment. I have just one slip. Mr. Varney, if you'd like to. I should note that this is about Phillips 66. You know, truly the Oceana Community Service District has no jurisdiction in this issue, but we're very happy to hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Charles Varney. I live in Oceano. I'm a property owner, and I live in the evacuation zone designated in the EIR in case there was a derailment, a fire explosion of one of the proposed Phillips 66 oil trains. With all due respect, Director White, there are a number of public and civic organizations that do not have jurisdiction in this matter, for example, school boards and other city councils that are deciding to take a stand against it on behalf of their constituencies. So I'm here tonight representing a coalition of organizations that have organized against the Phillips 66 oil train proposal. I think rarely is there an opportunity for elected officials to wade in on an issue that has such profound local, national, and global significance. As I'm sure many of you understand, the Phillips proposal is to bring in, on a daily basis, every weekday, a mile-long oil train consisting of at least 80 tank cars, each carrying 30,000 gallons of a combined Alberta tar sand and solvent solution that is highly volatile, a total of 2.5 million gallons a day rolling down the tracks. Compare that to the 21,000 gallons of oil that seeped into the ocean at Santa Barbara, 2.5 million gallons every day. These trains are derailing now at an almost monthly basis. The Department of Transportation just came out with a report estimating that there would be 10 derailments per year of significant damage once this thing really starts rolling. The number of oil trains rolling in the United States has increased dramatically in the last 2 years, given that there are new pipelines are not being built. So the new plan, the business plan, is to put it all above ground in trains and track it down our substandard rail system, which is basically a third world system compared to international trains. So we know how catastrophic these derailments can be when the oil breaks through the pretty funky tanker cars that they use. Starts these huge conflagrations. First responders have basically very little that they can do about these. Is my 3 minutes up already? Whoa, time flies. That seemed kind of short.
We're interested in it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not going to go on much longer. But first responders, the basic tool to use to put out a big conflagration like this is foam, and there's no way they can store enough foam to deal with, you know, what's going on in these in these fires. So the basic strategy is just like let it burn out. 30% of the population of San Luis Obispo lives within the blast zone. So we have a population that is significantly at risk. On a national level, we're the place where the oil train terminal exists. If we stop it here, that means those trains are not going to be coming out of Alberta, Canada, down through the United States, through all these hundreds and thousands of communities where hundreds of thousands, millions of people live in the blast zone. They don't have any control over it. The federal government says, we'll determine what rolls on the rails, and you don't have anything to say about it. We do have something to say about it. If we stop the Phillips 66 proposal, these old oil trains are not going to be rolling through our community, through our county, through our state. On a global level, it's really time that we bit the bullet on carbon dioxide emissions. We just passed 400 parts per million a couple of months ago. That's a milestone we did not want to come to. So the solution is to leave it in the ground. Thank you very much. Sorry for going over.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Varney.
With all due respect, I'm going to go home and watch the Warriors win the Western Conference Championship. Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Linda Austin, Oceano, and I just had a couple announcements I'd like to bring to your attention. And I gave you all a flyer, but the Oceano Kiwanis is having our spaghetti dinner the 13th over here at the depot. So all invited to buy tickets and come. It's a great time. We're, along with like the Boys and Girls Club and the other projects we do, this October the Oceano Library, the public library at the school, is going to have a big open house, and we're going to help them with some projects there. So we hope everybody can come on out. And then I also brought a map that was just made. I am a member of the Oceano Napomo Tourism Board, and it's part of the San Luis Obispo County Business Improvement District that takes tax money from vacation rentals, motels, and uses it to promote the area. So for Oceano, we're partnered with Napomo on it, and this is the latest map of activities, points of interest in Oceano and Napomo, and it talks about stewardship travel, which is one of the big big things that we have going, where you can do good and feel good. It says there's things you can do, projects in different areas of Napomo and Oceano that you can actually get your hands on and help, you know, with cleanups or all kinds of different ways you can donate and give back. So this has all the websites that you can look at. And if I also passed out a map, because we are part of the Highway 1 Discovery Route, 10 destinations for one fabulous vacation, and Oceano is on that list. So I brought some extra maps and things I'd like to see if it's okay if we put in there for people to hand out if they'd like them. So yeah,
These are beautiful, Linda. Mm-hmm. I have a quick question, though. Jeff, is that your bass player, Brad? I thought so.
I just figured that out, too.
Yeah. So Jeff's in a band, and that's his bass player in the picture.
That's funny.
Very, very nice effort. Yeah.
That'd be truth about seafood. Everybody come watch him. Sorry, Ben, please.
Yes, please.
My name is Elena Gallegos, and I've lived here in Oceano for about 50 years. I've been a county employee for about 30 years. On May the 13th, my project was presented to the board, which was presented as a unique project. I'm a little concerned because I've had board members coming into my property to take photos of my mobile home stepping on private property and scaring my family. I'd like to ask the board and Oceano Community Services to stay off of my property. I have given permission to the county to come onto my property as far as the project is concerned. I have no problem. Oceano Community Services or board members have not asked me to come onto my property. This project, I have talked to, I am putting this project together myself. I've prepared my plans. I'm working on my permits. There is absolutely nothing that is intended to be sneaky. Everything is being done as best as possible by the book. I am learning as I am going along, so there has been some things that maybe I've done out of order, and I recognize those items. I feel that I've tried to communicate with the Oceano Community Services, but at the same time, I feel that I've also been disrespected by Oceano Community Services in trying to express myself. Once again, you know, I'm not trying to do anything sneaky or anything illegal. I believe in the mission of Oceano Community Services, although I think too much time is being spent on something that could possibly happen, may not ever happen, when we have things that are actually happening here in Oceano that really need to be attended to and are not. An example of that is on 22nd Street for over a year now, I've been trying to talk to people from the county in getting rid of an RV that has been parked there for about 6 months illegally. It's not safe and it's hazardous, and still that RV is still parked on 22nd Street. So those are issues that we need to be concerned about. Not somebody who's trying to make a better life for themselves, try to raise good citizens for this community. I'm not trying to make money off of my project. My project is simply for my children to live on the same property with their mother and their father. That's all my project is about. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good night.
I don't see any other public comment. Do we have any special presentations tonight? Okay, I want to move on to reports, and I think I'll call on our field supervisor, Tony Marciano.
Good evening, Board. Tony Marciano. Since we last spoke, we had 22 work orders, 15 USAs, 15 customer service calls. We had one after-hours call out due to unlocking services that were previously locked off. We also had some sewer cleaning of mains. We installed three new service lines on 23rd Street for three homes over there. We had door hangers. We had meter reads. We had re-reads for high and low consumptions. And then we had reads for leaks, notifications to customers that currently have leaks. So that sums up the last few weeks that we've been doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Tony. No.
Thank you. Committee reports. I think I'll start with Director Blackburn.
All right. The Oceano Advisory Council was canceled for lack of a quorum. So we will have, I believe we may have a meeting in June, would be the next one. We did meet for a finance committee at 3:30 today, and we discussed the Five Cities Fire Authority budget, which we'll be discussing at our meeting tonight. And we also discussed some policy considerations regarding the budget that we will be moving forward with at our next finance meeting. That is all
I
have.
Thank you. Director Guerrero?
I did not appear at the Sanitation District last meeting. President Lucy appeared for me, and she's not here to give that report, so I will defer.
Okay, and I attended the Five Cities Fire Authority meeting on Friday the 15th, and we looked at the preliminary budget and proposed for the final budget that a second battalion chief be hired. At this time, captains are acting battalion chiefs, so that wouldn't be the whole cost of the battalion chief, because we're paying overtime to the captains to do part of the job now. And we also approved increase in pay for our reserve firefighters, who are now getting $10 to $12 an hour. And these are people that have college credentials, and they're EMTs, and they're entry-level firefighters, educated firefighters, and as one of them pointed out, they make less than you could make at In and Out. It's a program we really need to beef up our fire department, and we'll be better able to keep the reserves, get and keep reserves. And made plans. We've just about got the last of the fire rolling stock, fire trucks, fire engines paid off, and we're making plans for lease purchase through the next 10 years for a new fire truck, new fire engine, excuse me, that the payment wouldn't be much more than we have now, and it takes 8 to 10 months to get a fire truck made, because they just don't go down to the used car lot and buy one. So we will be arranging for the purchase of a fire engine to replace some of the rolling stock we have now is at least 20 years old, and they say 10 years. And I know personally we had an incident where there was a medical call and somebody had to get out, raise the hood, and hit the starter with a hammer before it would start. That's pretty panicky when you're trying to get to a medical aid call. So that truck has been repaired. That engine has been repaired. And then last night I went to the Roy Grande City Council meeting where they discussed fire funding and authorized the representative to support the hiring, the purchase of the new truck and the increase in pay to the reserves and the battalion chief. And that's pretty much my report.
I did have one thing to add. Thank you for that report, and I obviously support the Five Cities Fire Authority. We did schedule another committee meeting next Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. here at the OCSD. That'll be for the Finance Committee.
Yes. I actually realized, too, that we are not discussing the Five Cities Fire budget today, so I apologize, and I will go ahead and recap a little bit more on that item. We did find that the budget is fundable with the use of additional revenue that may come in the form of rental property, or rental income, I'm sorry. And we did also recommend that the contract amendments include dispatch in the Five Cities Fire budget, as well as the intervening population numbers for the formula, that we amend that contract also to address how we change our population, because it's not covered in the same way that the cities are.
Yeah, the dispatch service still comes out of our budget. It doesn't come out of the Five Cities Fire Authority budget. Right. This year, they're looking at it for next year.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else? Any other committee stuff?
No, thank you.
Mr. Ogner. I'm sorry, you're right there, General Manager.
Vice President White, so Bob Ogren, and I attended the Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting last Thursday night, where there was a number of updates on the Habitat Conservation Plan for Arroyo Grande Creek, update on the Capital Improvement Program as well, conflict of interest discussions, but the item that was most noteworthy pertained to Oceano, and it's our request to reclassify some of the 2014 water deliveries from reclassifying them from Lopez deliveries to state water deliveries. And that obviously is something that would be an option available for any of the state water contractors. And the advisory committee unanimously voted in support, including all the representatives of the agencies as well as the member representing the public at large and the member representing agriculture at large. And then last night I attended the City of Arroyo Grande's meeting where they had it on their agenda, and the City of Arroyo Grande voted unanimously in support as well. So many of the agencies are lining up, and there's a few more to go, but that's the status as of tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Move on to the consent agenda. And I believe we have another public public comment. Do we have anybody on public comment on consent agenda?
If there's no discussion, I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries by a vote of 3-0.
Oh, sorry. Carries up a vote of 3-0. So he's advising me tonight.
Coaching her.
Yeah, coaching. We're now on 10A, which is renewal and modified intent to serve later for Casey O'Connor.
You can ask for public
comment.
Start
from public
now.
Comment.
Yeah. Casey's here.
I was just.
You don't have to, but you can.
Good evening, directors. Just here if you have any questions. We've already, this is renewing the will serve. The project is moving. We'll just give you a little update then while I'm here. If everything goes well, Public Works, we should have our map finished in about 3 weeks, and it'll have to go to the Board of Supervisors for their final stamp of approval. So the project could start probably as early as 6 to 8 weeks, would be my guess. I wish Director Lucy was here because we are fully assured that there will be streetlights put in.
Well, I was going to ask that same question.
Oh, there's streetlights, trust me. I do not want to go through that again. currently have two in right now, and we're looking for placement. There's one at the bottom of the road, one where it makes the curve, and we're going to consult with the neighbors across the street, see if they want one at the top. So there'll be low voltage. We're also going to put some low voltage lights in the park in advance this time. So we've learned our lesson.
You all have done a lot of work over there. It's really cleaned up. I saw you moved that house.
We had a dumpster in there, and that's kind of my sore.
The neighbors part. Help you fill it up?
I think the community is not necessarily just here. I think everybody's using that. So we need to get it cleaned up and get it out of there.
Well, we did note a decrease in illegal dumping in Oceano, so we appreciate that, Casey.
Well, I also had a nice phone call from code enforcement that said, please remove it immediately. So we have everybody cleaning it up. And when the guy moved that house, we were fortunate. The old house that Lyle lived in was moved. Mm-hmm. Somebody really wanted it. So they left quite a bit of trash behind. And then the tenant that was...
They were just moving the house, not the trash. So.
I think that they brought trash in when they moved the house. Oh. And then the tenant that was in the corner home, they've relocated. So we're in the process of cleaning that up at the same time. Because the road will realign slightly. I think Pablo's seen
it. Is that place empty now? Because they were having garage sales all the time.
It's empty.
Okay.
Yes, neighbors are pleased.
So maybe I can clarify where we're at on the process, because okay. The recommendation is for an intent to serve letter that modified and updated from last year's. Once we get the full set of plans and specs, then our engineer is still going to have to review them, mm-hmm. Especially for conformance on all the pipes that will be laid in the streets, off of the sites of the individual lots. And so... with this intent to serve letter, the question really for your board is, even with the recommendation for approval, does your board want us to come back to your board with all of the final conditions? Because we can't set final conditions until after the engineer's review. We don't expect anything unusual, but again, we can provide the intent to serve letter, and then the question is whether we come back to your board with final conditions.
I think that's been a pending question for a while, is how to handle this process.
Your general policy is that we would come back to your board with the final condition.
Well, we've talked about changing that
Yeah.
Also, so why don't we just stay with whatever the general policy is now? If we change it, it'll apply to Mr. Okay. O'Connor.
We're happy to work with the board, which whatever works for you guys.
So,
you know, I mean, at some point.
At my store, I have a dumpster. I put a lock on it because they empty it on Thursdays mornings. Thursday afternoon, it's totally full.
Oh, I don't. Man, it's there was mattresses. There was an array of trash. But hey, we're getting it taken care of.
Do you have any questions?
You have any questions while I'm here about the project or anything else you would like to know?
I was just curious, the little park, is that just a green belt or is there going to be some recreation things in it or anything
well,
in it?
Probably the map might not show you there, but the first part of it is actually intended also to be turf block underneath the grass. You won't know that it doesn't look like grass, or it will be grass, but it's also for a hammerhead turnaround for the fire department.
Oh, that okay. That's right.
That was part of Five Cities Fire Authority's recommendation on how we needed to handle that.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah. And
to be quite honest with you, we're still looking into it. I think that a park bench or two might be suitable up toward the upper part of it that might be nice.
All this nice green on your map, are you going to wait and see what the weather does? Or you'll be a, because it won't be a while. It won't be for a while until you plant the grass.
I think that the map might be, I mean, I think it's an accurate, well, I don't think, I know it's an accurate illustration, but I think it might look like there's more green than there really is. I mean,
okay.
The lawns, the front yards will certainly be dictated by planning standards and what they want to put in as far as drought-tolerant landscaping. And we have to be conscious of the resources we have right now.
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just have a reminder that this doesn't include the sanitation districts.
Absolutely.
You have to call down there.
Sewer first, absolutely.
Right.
We're aware of that.
So I'd move to approve the staff recommendation on 10A.
I second it.
And then the question, do you want to add to that, but to return to the board with final conditions?
Yeah, which whatever our policy is at the time when he's ready,
okay.
We'll just go with that policy.
I support that. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you
good
very
luck.
Much, Board. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Casey.
I had one little question I forgot.
Yes, Miss.
You appear to have two names on this. It's Avocado Ranch 2?
Well, more so
three.
When we purchased the property from Mr. Hunstead, accounting-wise, they had asked us to put it in, our accountant asked us to put it into an LLC, and we already had an LLC that was sitting there that had nothing in it. Was Belridge. So if you ever see Belridge on there, that's where that came from.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So, but we're going to name it an Old Avocado Ranch too, because it's going to look, act, feel exactly the same as the first phase. I mean, there's no reason to change anything because the people there really like it and they're looking forward to having this come in also.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that's the two names.
Yeah, that was my curiosity.
I refer to it as Track 3059 just to keep it clear in my mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Ah. 10B, consideration of a recommendation to adopt a resolution in support of grant applications for a leak detection and mitigation plan, a groundwater recharge plan, and to authorize the general manager to execute grants and cost reimbursements agreement with the San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District.
Thank you, Vice President White. Quick comments on this one is that through the IRWM program, there's normally a 25% match requirement. That can be waived for disadvantaged communities as long as the overall application has a 25% match. And with Templeton's project and San Simeon's project, they're gonna cover more than adequate match for the overall application. So I'd anticipate that we would not have a match requirement. At the same time, I think that when we develop the budget, we'll put something in the budget just in case we have to have a match. And we will have to pay the county some money for their consultants in helping to get the application together, which is addressed in the resolution as well. So The resolution is necessary in order to take the next steps, and as a result, the recommendation is for approval of the resolution. I'd be glad to answer questions.
I had a question on the MOU. It is page 28 of 45.
Okay.
On number 4.4, it says program participants that receive implementation grant funding shall contribute a proportionate share of non-project costs. Is that what you were talking about with the county?
Yes. So this 4.4 mm-hmm. was put into this MOU as a way of saying at the point in time that when the MOU was adopted, there was no agency obligations in terms of contributions for the efforts. So it's been evolving a little bit. But at this point in time, when this was getting adopted, the implementation grant that provided funding for Los Osos for the Arroyo Grande Creek Waterway Management Program, and there is another item. The idea was if that got approved, then the county was expecting that those who got awarded implementation grants were going to give a little bit of that money back in order to help pay for the grant administration.
Right.
So it was really kind of tailored in there for that specific grant application. But that set the precedent of the idea that up front now, if we want to participate in the grant application, then we have to help pay for some of those costs.
Okay. So regardless of what yeah. type of grant it is, because right. ours is planning, right?
Okay. I think the good news on that point is that the county was a little bit talking about they don't have a project in this grant application, and so they were thinking about backing away altogether and was hoping that maybe one of the other agencies would be the lead agency. And the group as a whole recognized that the county's involvement in the IRWM program is important to keep it going and everything. So the Board of Supervisors ended up, you know, supporting that they would continue to maintain that lead agency role.
Okay.
I also kind of expressed the opinion that all projects in the county are still of county interest.
Yes.
So.
Anything else?
No. I have nothing.
I have a motion.
I have a motion to approve.
Public comment, just in case.
Oh, yes. Public comment.
Seeing none, I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation. And to approve the resolution.
No, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 3-0. Ten C. Consideration of a recommendation related to the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District for approval of an invoice in the amount of $1,280 for prior year fiscal year 2013-14 services provided by the sanitation district and direction to staff on billing services provided to and for the benefit of the sanitation district.
So Vice President White, in respect to the first recommendation on the approval of the invoice of $1,280 to the sanitation district, that was first billed to us in around November, and it was more recently that the follow-up with the sanitation district on the proper authorization of the work and the proper invoicing was accomplished. And essentially what had happened is that the sanitation district last year had invoiced us underneath the 2007 agreement. There was a 2012 agreement as well, and we never saw that. We checked the agendas. We never saw it on the agendas. But the San District produced it for us, and it was signed by the general manager and the legal counsel at the time. It did not go on the board agenda. But as I reviewed it, that seemed appropriate because the dollar amount was within the general manager's purchasing limits at that time. So we reviewed that, vetted it, and Even though we didn't end up using the consultant's work product in the SSMP that came forward to your board, it was work that was had been requested, and so we're recommending approval at this time. With respect to the billing services that Oceano provides to the Sand District, that invoice was pulled from their last agenda, and I met with General Manager Rick Sweet yesterday, and he is having that invoice put back on the Sanitation District's agenda for payment to Oceano. So his recommendation is that the Sand District pay for the invoice that is currently unpaid at this time. So that we can anticipate will be on the next Sanitation District agenda. And then the practice that the Sanitation District has with all three agencies, Oceano, Grover, and Arroyo Grande, is that there are no contracts for this in any with any of the agencies. And my recommendation at this time is that legal counsel and Minery and I simply put together a quick agreement, bring it back to your board's next agenda with the same amount, dollar amount that had been previously established at $22,000 a year. When I met with GM Sweet from the Sand District, he shared with me some of the correspondence that they had. And the best that I can really tell in reviewing that is that there was a lot of back and forth between Oceano and Sanitation District, and that the $22,000 was mutually agreed upon, and that is further supported by invoices that we had submitted and they've paid over the last couple years. So the fiscal year is starting pretty quickly, and my recommendation is just a quick agreement that your board approves. We can hand it over to the Sanitation District, but not to change the dollar amounts, since it all appears that that had been, you know, worked through a back-and-forth process previously. But to do a one-year agreement, because then the Sanitation District will have the ability and the time to evaluate if they want to pursue other collection options. And so my recommendation one stands, and then recommendation on number two, after talking with the Sanitation District, is for your board to direct legal counsel and I to put an agreement together for your June 10th agenda for consideration by your board.
I don't have any questions. I lived this a couple of years ago. So.
I don't either. My only question was answered. So.
And then public comment again.
Public comment, yes.
All right. Seeing none. I'll move to approve staff recommendation as to both points.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 3-0. Find out where I am.
Here it is.
Oh, I've got it right here in front of my nose. Okay. No hearing items?
Nope.
No utility items? So we move on to closed session.
Correct. Well, we got to do the legals and public comment.
Yeah. Yes.
Should we take public comment first on closed session?
Oh. Is there any public comment in closed session?
Okay. Then we'll adjourn to closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A, conference with legal counsel regarding the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District versus City of Santa Maria et al.
Uh, 7:30, I'm calling the meeting back to order.
And reporting out of closed session, there is no reportable action.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second. Adjourned. Meeting's adjourned.
7:29.